I think artists and athletes are pretty similar. And you also grew up in that kind of athletic background as well too. And the one thing that's consistent is like getting knocked down and getting back up again.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had both. Like I've had 3 ACL surgeries and I still play. So it's like definitely, I guess I do like to prove people wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the art of just getting back up again. And it's cool that that stuck with you so long and you had something to prove.
It's a special place, not because of the walls or the weights or the decor, but because of the characters that hang out here. I'm Jake Waring, and my family has been empowering our community's journey to optimal health and fitness for generations. We are a family, and we help other families. And this is the pursuit of excellence, meaningful results, genuine connections, and having plenty of good laughs along the way. This podcast embodies all those principles. Join us each week as we share stories, insights, and tips that may help you reach your fullest potential in mind, body, and spirit.
So welcome to Where the Beach Gets Fit. Today, I'm sitting with Abby Pauly. She's a Virginia Beach native. She's grown up around, she's really ingrained herself in the Virginia Beach culture. She coaches for FC soccer, and she's now an epic artist. She's painted some huge murals around Virginia Beach. And so excited to have you, Abby.
Thanks for having me.
I feel like I've never really had a chance to like have much of a conversation.
It's always
you?
About like art. Or,
yeah. And we worked a few, I don't know. When did I meet you? Had to be like, I feel like I've known you for a while now.
I feel like I met you from Julia maybe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. You were doing like surfboard designs.
Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of like your starting point?
Yeah. It's so funny when people bring that up because like, I don't do them anymore, but that was like, yeah.
Yeah. I think you came over and like, I remember you were doing like some, it was like arts and crafts night or something.
It was like me, her and Cecilia maybe.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, this is, I mean, it was really good stuff, but and you've kind of developed ever since. We've actually done a couple projects together.
Yeah.
Well, I say we, but like you've done all the
work together.
So you did the Go Juice mural.
Yeah.
I think that was when I think originally we were going to open up and I was going to have you do a mural in there.
Yeah, in the front. But then I tore my ACL and you were trying to get it done. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to walk for like 3 more months.
That's right. I was wondering why you didn't do that.
Yeah, I remember that because I had just had surgery.
But then you end up coming back later and you did an awesome piece.
Yeah, that one was fun.
Was there anything about like kind of nudging you just towards taking a leap to like being a full-time artist?
I wanted to do that for so long and it just got to this point where it was like, okay, like I can't do this anymore. Like when I was at work, all I wanted to do was like draw or paint. And like I'm packing shipments and like stocking shelves and like I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're such a good artist too, that like when you did get a chance to like pursue this full time, like we've all seen it just from following you on social media, the stuff you're producing is really cool and it's all over town.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
It's cool. Especially like the latest project I did, like the ocean storage, it's like the whole building. That one's like,
does that ever trip you out? It's just like,
yeah. Cause my friend lives over there and like, I don't go out there often, but when I do, I'm like, whoa, like I did that whole building. Like, I can't believe, cause I can see it from so far away. I don't know if you've seen it in person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one definitely trips me out.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. It seems like they just start to like kind of steamroll a little bit on like getting one job and then getting another.
Definitely comes in like waves. It's like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I have to find a job. Like I can't sustain this. And then it's like, I'm either like panicking that I don't have work or I'm like panicking because I have way too much at once. It's really? Never like okay, spread yeah. out.
That's kind of how business works.
Yeah.
You know, like I used to say this with Go Juice. It was like, you're either stressed out because you're too busy or stressed out because you're too slow.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, there's no,
like, can we just have a balance somewhere, you know, but sometimes it maybe doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Was there a little bit to one, you wanted to pursue something that you love doing, but was there a little bit of just like kind of proving yourself you wanted to?
I'm sure. I definitely, because I feel like my whole life, like everyone is told like you can't do art, it's not a job. I remember even when I was in college and I was trying to figure out like maybe I'll try graphic design or something. And even people then, which obviously like graphic design's huge now, but even then people are like, oh, like you can't get a real job doing graphic design, which is like crazy to hear that. But yeah, probably. Cause I mean, you know, even as a kid, like I didn't get into like an art academy and like.
It really stuck with you, huh?
Yeah.
So what? How old were you then?
Probably like 10.
10?
Yeah. 10 or like 11.
And you remember just trying to apply for the academy and just getting denied? What'd they say?
Do you know what the ODC program is? I think it's called something else now, but it's like a whole process. Like you go out there like for a day instead of school.
I have a good friend who's an art teacher over there.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's not the one that denied you though.
No, it was a woman.
Yeah, okay.
Never forget. They make you do like, I don't feel like it's like a good measure of like an artist. I'll like never forget. I remember one of the things they made us do was like, they're like, okay, draw a square. And I was like, oh, okay. Like I just drew this tiny little square. And then they're like, okay, now you have to, but it was like this big. And they're mm-hmm. like, now draw like clowns climbing out of the square. And I'm like, well, shit, I like screwed myself, you know? And it was like tests like that where it was like, I don't feel like that was necessarily like a test of creativity or like, here, you have like 5 pieces of tape, build a house with it. Like it just wasn't, I don't know, that did not like test my artistic ability, I feel like.
So you didn't, yeah. And that was kind of like, kind of looking at what you do too. You definitely have like a specific style.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like, yeah. You know, a lot of stuff I do, I don't necessarily get to do what I want.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoy all the stuff I do, but I don't even know if I have a style. Sometimes I feel like maybe my style is like the colors and stuff I do.
A little bit of colors, but also kind of aquatics.
Yeah.
Like I know you, what's your deal with the octopuses?
Honestly, everybody here just loves freaking sea life and that's all they want all the time. And then
oh,
so
really?
I just
that's
like
a little bit by demand.
I mean, I do like painting mm-hmm. sea life because I'm good at it because I've been requested to do it so much. But honestly, I like, for me, I like painting like abstract or like women. I like oil paintings, like doing women a lot.
Yeah. And so going back, just getting rejected from that school. Sorry, I keep bringing it up.
It's okay.
But I mean, it's something that like, you know, a little bit was probably the catalyst that pushed you a little bit farther.
Yeah.
Right? And we talk about this all the time on this podcast, especially because, I think artists and athletes are pretty similar. And you also grew up in that kind of athletic
yeah.
background as well too. And mm-hmm. the one thing that's consistent is like getting knocked down and getting back up again.
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had both. Like I've had 3 ACL surgeries and I still play. So it's like, definitely, I guess I do like to prove people wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the art of just getting back up again. And,
yeah.
And it's cool that stuck with you so long and you had something to prove.
Yeah.
You've had some mentors along the way.
Yeah. Okay. So honestly, like when I was younger, I didn't feel like I had something to prove. I honestly let being rejected kind of like, I was like, oh, fuck it. I quit. Like, I hate this. And then, you know, my mentor, Mr. Nunley, he was like a custodian at my elementary school. And
you weren't even a teacher.
No. And so I did an after school program. He just like always loved my art and like would draw with me every day. And like even when I got rejected, he's like, oh my God, like you're so good. Like he'd always tell me you're going to grow up and be like a famous artist. And like he would like show everyone my work. As a kid, that means so much, especially after people tell you no. And then like he didn't owe me anything or like. My uncle was like a plumber for like the public schools, and he would tell me even until like years ago, like, oh, Mr. Nunley's asking about your art. He's so proud. And like,
how old were you then?
Probably just a couple years ago, like 25. And
oh, okay.
When I did my first mural, somehow he got my number and he texted me and was like, I'm so proud of you. Like, that's so cool to see like how well you're doing. Like,
no way.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you stayed in touch with him at all, but
I have talked to him like a couple times and like thanked him for everything. And like, I've written a couple stories about him. And I remember I wrote a story about him just like on Instagram, like explaining mm-hmm. my situation. And someone at the school, I guess, like printed it, laminated it and gave it to him as a gift. And they said he like cried. And
so he saw that talent in you kind of yeah. before anyone else does.
Yeah. And I mean, I was only like 10 years old. So, I mean, and I knew him for years. Like I went to after school my whole time in elementary school. So yeah, it was crazy. I would draw something. He would literally take it and like show everyone in the whole school. Like he's great.
So do you, and we kind of talk about this a lot of times in the gym too, with like our coaching styles, right? And, mm-hmm. And you coach for FC soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the assistant coach.
Do you ever think about that? A little bit with how that kind of reflects, you know, girls growing up and like maybe it's like the person who has this talent, but is just maybe sitting on a bench or something.
Yeah, I do. I had him as a mentor, like art wise. And then I had one of my coaches when I was younger. She was probably when I was 15, she was probably like 28. Like she was so cool. And I always like carry how she was because she had come up to me and like I had a lot of like family problems growing up. And I remember she was like tough on me, but super understanding too. And like, I feel like it's really helpful, especially for like young girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be like, I can tell like whose house you came from when you get to practice, like you're a different person. And like, she would always like encourage me to be better, but like in a positive way. I feel like I try and do that with them instead of being aggressive.
Yeah, that's interesting. Just the like the consistency kind mm-hmm. of thing. You maybe noticed that a little bit in your childhood as far as like lack of consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Just in terms of how you showed up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she definitely recognized that and helped me kind of like, I used to get frustrated with myself because then she'd be like, oh, you know, like the top team was here. They were going to pick you up. And then they came today and they thought you were a different person. Like, and I remember coaching a girl that had so much family stuff going on and it was like the same thing. And I remember like repeating this with her and just trying to help. Like,
yeah, if you're going to be an athlete or an artist, I think you got to get used to just getting rejected. Like, mm-hmm. it's a kind of an unfortunate thing, but it's like, you, and that's where like support really comes in. That's where coaching really comes in. It's being able to help people get back up and kind of keep them going straight. Cause that's the one thing guaranteed is you'll lose.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like it doesn't really faze me anymore.
Yeah. I'm always, you know, like there's been a few, we did, I've worked with Seth Louboutin mm-hmm. a few times as well too. And we did that one. We just did a mural on the outside of the gym. Today's the day.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it was something I kind of had in my head that I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And they kind of, I told them what I wanted and they said, okay, we'll do it. And I was like, whoa, you guys are going to tell me if this looks good or not. It was kind of like I was really nervous about
like hesitant, like,
but putting your stuff out there into the world, it's a pretty, you know, courageous thing.
Yeah.
It's you end up having scary. To do. it is pretty scary, but you jumped into it, you know, full on.
Yeah. I just kind of don't really care anymore. Like what?
Was that just kind of a reflection of like what was going on in your life at the time? You were like, I gotta make a leap.
Yeah, no, for sure. So much was changing and I was like, what's one more thing?
Yeah. I mean, that's, we call it kind of emotional stamina too. Like the harder things get, the more you stick to your fundamentals.
Yeah, which I really do find that. Like anytime I have like a hard time or I feel like a little depressed, I feel like it's almost easier to just be myself and like who I want to be.
Yeah. That was kind of another question I was going to ask is like your creative process. Like how do you continue to stay like inspired? Because you are doing a lot of like other people's ideas, art.
Sometimes I don't take on projects that are like super not me because I feel like it will suck the creativity out of me too much. I mean, I've definitely done it a lot, but I try and balance like especially if I'm doing a project that I feel like is just so not me, I'm like, okay, I need to make time for like my art at home more, like set time, like a couple days a week. That way I don't feel like burnout and over it.
Yeah. So you stick with just like doing some art pretty consistently?
Yeah, all the time.
Any new projects coming up or?
I have talking to a bunch of different people about different projects and nothing's like set in stone right now, but I consistently do stuff like at home that I'll.
Are you tired of feeling sluggish, out of shape, and unmotivated? Introducing Xrcize, the all-natural solution for boosting energy, building strength, and improving mood. Now available anytime at Waring's Gym. Xrcize is a fast-acting, non-prescription solution, clinically proven to reduce stress, improve cardiovascular health, and sculpt your body, all with just 30 minutes a day. Side effects of Xrcize may include increased muscle mass, enhanced mood, boosted self-confidence, and a stronger heart. In some cases, users may experience the desire to wear smaller jeans and post-workout selfies. Talk to your loved one today to see if Xrcize at Waring's Gym is right for you. Join now and take the first step toward a stronger, healthier you.
You've done the gym mural at the you did five murals.
Yeah,
we gave you the best shoulder workout of your life.
God, I know. Jimmy was there like helping me stretch. I was like, my shoulders are gonna fall off.
Yeah. So if anyone's in the gym, the all those back murals Abby did each and every one of them. They're awesome. One of them is a cool photo you pointed out that's over 100 years old.
And that's the one where they have them on their back, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's one random shoe in there that we didn't know what it looked like.
But Yeah.
One thing I love about doing work with you is you're kind of a package deal. Come with your mom.
Yeah.
What about kind of going through all these different things, like getting knocked down, rejected? What's your support system look like?
I mean, my mom is definitely like, you know, she's like 60 years old. She's like beat cancer. Like she always shows up and like works with me. And like, it's such a help. And it's nice because being an artist sometimes can be kind of lonely. You know, I'm like alone a lot. So it's like special. I get to spend time with her, especially because like my mom's an artist, but she doesn't do it a lot because she doesn't like super believe in herself. And she does like mosaics, which is so cool. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you should have more confidence. Like, you're so good at this.
What's a mosaic?
It's like when you break tiles and you like put them together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like basically I started doing art with her when I was just a little kid. And so it's cool to like full circle. Now she comes and does it with me. And yeah, so that's nice. Or like my husband sometimes comes and helps like when I need it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my family is like very good about coming to help me.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing about doing anything, artist, athlete, whatever, is having a good support system, people that believe in you, because it is a lonely sport.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes I have like, my mom is so good to have because you know how moms are. You can be having like a freaking meltdown and they're like, it's okay. Like, you're going to be fine. Like, because there's sometimes where like, you know, the work is like really hard on my body too. Mm-hmm. So it's like mentally a lot. It's like physically a lot. Sometimes I'll be like, Mom, I can't do it. Like, I can't finish it.
Yeah.
And she's just always helps me get through it.
Yeah. I mean, they're the most loyal. My mom is the most loyal person.
Oh, same.
I know. And just, she's always there to support me. And I think that's really important as far as trying to do anything, is just having those people that are that believe in you probably more than you believe in yourself.
Literally, there's no one like your mom.
Yeah. So what was your life like growing up? You grew up in Virginia Beach, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I grew up here.
Did you surf? Or like,
I did kind of a little when I was a kid.
Like a beach kid or?
Yeah, my dad surfs a lot. So he always tried to get me to do that. But honestly, I always got like, I would have fun and then I'm like really anxious. I'd be in the water and I'd be like, oh my God, what if there's a shark? And like, I want to get out immediately.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did really like it. I just kept getting afraid.
Yeah. And then so you kind of gravitated towards sports?
Yeah.
Mostly soccer?
Yeah. I did track and soccer. I stopped track I stopped when I got to high school, I think. I tried like everything when I was a kid and yeah, I went towards just track and soccer.
You probably continued somewhat of an active lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Since kids. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very active.
And, yeah. And you guys, you moved out of California for a while, didn't you? With your...
Yeah. My husband got stationed there until he got out of the Navy. So we were there for like 8 months probably. But I was here for like a month and a half. Because I came back to do one mural, like, for you. And then I ended up doing, like, four.
For that?
Well, I was like really homesick anyway. Oh, okay. And it was like really hard to get business there.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to go home. I want to paint.
Yeah. I mean, something about the, I feel like kind of growing up in a specific area, you have friendships that just don't go away.
I don't know how people do it. Like, I would love to live in California, but like, my mom and my friends are like everything. Like, you can't replace that, especially at like, I'm 30. Like, you can make new friends, but it's not the same. That was like what I had the hardest time with. Is I would be like FaceTiming my friends every day, like crying, like, I miss you guys. I want to come home.
Yeah. I mean, looking back, would you do anything differently?
When we moved there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when we moved, it was like a forced move. So it wasn't like exciting. And my business had like just really taken off here. I don't know what I would change differently. Get a 9-to-5 job on there just to like meet people and like network to start doing art there, possibly.
So you were still doing your art out there? Like, were you, did you do any murals?
I didn't get any. I came home and did like 5 in that span.
Like, oh, really?
Of not getting business there, I was like flying home and doing it here.
How do you get business for like murals? Do you just go into places and like, it's a little bit more of like, I'm assuming it's a little more referral based.
It is. Honestly, I get a lot of people that message me on Instagram or yeah. like email me, hey, I saw you on Instagram. Like,
yeah, I'm sure you don't get that out there.
No. No, it was like cold emails like, hi, I'm a muralist. Give me a chance. And they were like,
you have to like walk into places with like an empty wall and be like, yeah, I can paint that.
Yeah. Which is like super weird trying to sell yourself.
Another thing with artists is trying to sell yourself, mm-hmm. right? It's like, it's something that you're you have to be somewhat vulnerable doing this and just trying to sell your.
Yeah, it's freaking weird. It's like, hey, I'm good at this. You should hire me.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's weird.
I know. And it's something that like it brings a lot of life to an area, though, that I think that most people don't realize.
Yeah. I remember seeing some statistics. I can't remember what they are, but it said something like a business gets like 30% more like traffic if they have a mural. I don't remember the numbers, but it was like significant. And I was like, wow, yeah, it matters.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely mattered to us. And the mural you did in the back part of the gym, it's something that I always feel like there's part of our ancestors.
Yeah.
That somewhat like live in that space to some degree. And it just brings life to it may not mean anything like special to anyone but myself, but it sure like does. It's well, my family as well too. But so I heard a quote. I don't know who said it. I'm not even sure if I'm gonna say it correctly, but I credit it to Bob Dylan. But life is more about creating yourself than finding yourself, and I feel like that's like pretty accurate with somebody like you. It's like you're in the process of just kind of creating your life the way you want to create it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I feel like you kind of always know like who you are. You just don't know how to get there.
Mm-hmm. And just keep going.
Yeah.
Keep like kind of keep practicing, keep making pieces of art.
Yeah. Because like I spent my life being told like you can't do art. Like it's not a job. Like everyone, I still have family members that think it's like not serious. And like. I have like this one family member that like brings out art their kid did when they were like 10 and they're like comparing it. Like they just don't get it. And, now I'm like kind of inching towards like other things art wise. Like I never thought I would like want to expand, but it really is like creating your life and adding more to it. And like, cause I've been doing like all these graphic design classes and like, just wanting to learn more and like do more art in different areas too.
Yeah. And you have a degree in communication?
Yeah. With a emphasis in public relations.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is a kind of a way to, it's a communication tool.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting a message out there.
Yeah.
And you're doing it through design. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times where like I'll talk and talk and talk. And they'll like, someone won't understand it, but then I'll like put it on paper.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, I understand now.
Yeah. Very visual.
So it's like, it is a communication tool.
Yeah, no, it really is.
Yeah. So how's, I guess you're still loving coaching.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It makes me feel like I'm not like 30 years old. Sometimes when I'm out there, I'm like, oh, I'm just like 15. Like,
yeah. Are you still playing or just?
I mostly play for this. It's technically like semi-pro, like sand soccer team. It's called Coastal United, mm-hmm. and we play in like tournaments around the year, which I really enjoy. It's just something I gravitated towards, like sand soccer, because it's like less harsh on my knee after so many surgeries, because I don't want to give it up.
You said it's less harsh on your knees?
Yeah, which everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're playing in the sand. I feel like it's harder on your knees. But like, honestly, it's
easier for me. I think it's a little soft. Like I run mm-hmm. all the time and I run on the soft sand.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it's like a little bit of a cushion
yeah.
to land on.
No, it is. And you know, the way I played, I grew up playing like outside midfield. So like I'm very technical and like fast and you can't really like be super technical in the sand. So it kind of like takes that out of it, which is like good and bad.
Yeah. So you're kind of going back to your, you know, kind of coaching high school girls. You're kind of taking your life experience and kind of, you know, mentoring them. Yeah. You're kind of being the Mr. Nunnally.
Yeah. Which to them. It's so crazy because I'm like, God, I wish I listened to like my coach and I just want to help them so bad. I'm like, you just don't get it.
Do they listen to you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes they, you know, but I think that's letting somebody fly, letting somebody try something
yeah.
and like being there when they fail mm-hmm. sometimes is important too. But sometimes they don't,
yeah.
but also being that strong person who's always going to be there, support them no matter what.
Yeah.
That's kind of the something you get from your mom as well too. Like that yeah. somebody's like kind of always by their side.
Yeah. I definitely try and like nurture them because I'm, you know, one of three coaches and I'm the only female. So I definitely deal with more of the emotions than the others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't mind because I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, I'll talk to you.
One thing too that I've seen from you is I have a lot of respect for you for doing it is like you've been very vulnerable on your social media
yeah.
side about the like about the difficulty going into certain things, whether it's doing murals or also being very open about getting rejected.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, because it's real and I feel like social media is very like it's fake. Everyone's like, oh, you must be like doing so well. And I'm like, it's hard. It's not easy. Like, I'm not just like living my best life all the time. You know, like I get rejected all the time. I get ghosted all the time. I had three clients I was just talking to. They all just stopped answering. Like, it just happens. And like, I don't know, the people that like post like everything's like perfect all the time, it's just not helpful to like other people and like going after things, you know?
Yeah. And I think the more kind of open you are like on your platform, mm-hmm. as far as being open you are to your like your emotion, like people, you know, those girls that follow you are probably going to be more open to expressing themselves
yeah.
to you, and you can actually help them
yeah
a lot more that way.
Yeah, for sure. And I went to an art show like a couple months ago and this girl came up to me and she was like, oh my God, like you're Polly Prince, which is so funny when people say that. I'm like, yeah.
You're famous.
No. But she's like, I just want you to know, like, I quit my job. Like, you helped me quit my job and like do art full time. I'm like, oh my God, like me? Really? Like, so cool.
How many followers do you have on social media? Because I think
Instagram, it's like 14,000.
I remember you were trying to get to 10,000.
Yeah.
A while ago, we were going to do a giveaway uh-huh. or something with GoJuice.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ever did that or not.
I think so. Yeah. And then TikTok. Honestly, TikTok is like my new favorite thing. I have like 10,700 really? On there. Yeah. I have more fun on there because like I post about my whole life on there.
Do you?
Yeah. Because all my followers are like, no one knows me. So it's like easy. You know, I like post anything. And I want to do that on Instagram because I am pretty good at being vulnerable. But you know
people on there.
Yeah, but it's like it's gotcha. Still a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
You know, TikTok feels like it's like kind of Wild West a little bit.
It's just like a different world on there.
Yeah.
And everyone, it's kind of crazy because everyone's just super supportive on there, which they can be on Instagram too. But it's like I have 10,000 something followers that I don't know any of them versus like Instagram. I know some of them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's weird how you like you kind of worry about like judgment a little bit still. It's funny how you still worry about judgment.
I know.
You know, you put stuff all over town. You got one of the biggest murals in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And you're still worried about people judging.
I know. I like sometimes I care and sometimes I don't, because I'll get sent like some free stuff. And like, obviously they want me to like post a video or something. And like, I have no problem doing it on TikTok. Like I got sent some face stuff and I was like, cool, I'll make a video. It's like, hey, get ready with me. But like, this is my makeup routine. So easy. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so scared to put that on Instagram. People are going to be like, what is she doing?
Yeah. And that's kind of my point too, about like creating yourself is like, I get so much of just taking action. I did an MBA course a while ago and they were just talking about shipping your work, you know, just putting stuff out there into the world.
Yeah.
And you won't know until you put something out. So just kind of sometimes taking action.
Yeah.
Helps a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I always tell myself like, what's the worst thing? Like, oh, people are going to be like, what is she doing? Showing us what she does with her makeup? Like, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Like,
yeah. And the reality is people do not care.
Yeah, they don't. People don't think about you as much as you think at all. Because, I mean, I'm not thinking about people at all. When I see someone I know doing stuff like that, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I'm jumping around all over the place. No, but what's your workout routine look like?
I feel like it changes all the time. I used to be like, you know, after having so many knee surgeries, it was like, oh, you have to lift heavy. You got to eat your protein, like all, you know, because my muscle was always atrophied and it was always like trying to get it to come back. So I've spent the last, you know, I tore my ACL when I was like 21, 24, 26. And so it's just like I spent so much time doing that. And now it's kind of like.
Same knee?
Yeah.
Oh, same knee?
Mm-hmm. Really? I've had no problems since, though. So it's been 4 years. But I guess now, like, I've gotten back into, like, running a lot, which was kind of, like, an issue for me because the last knee surgery I had, I basically have, like, two ACLs now. It's, like, this weird procedure they did. And they, like, took my patella. They, like, had to fix it with my patella and they took part of my IT band. So, like, I was starting to have really bad, like, hip and back pain and, like, all this stuff. And, like, so I try and keep up with lifting because it actually helps with the pain. But I also do a lot of, like, HIIT. And now that, like, I'm not having so much pain, I'm back to, like, running a lot, which I actually really like to do.
I think running is one of the best things for creative work.
It is.
It's like I have my best ideas whether I'm running or like in the shower.
I like running. It helps my anxiety. Like I just feel like so calm after. Like nothing bothers me. It's like going to yoga.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of anxiety?
Yeah.
Just constant like.
Yeah. I kind of always been that way. I feel like my parents got divorced when I was like 5. My mom said it kind of started then. So. Yeah, I'm just like generally anxious.
Yeah, I can't. Again, it goes to that emotional stamina piece where I'm like, I just got to keep working and doing like I got it's the important things like the fundamentals of like exercising every day and like drinking water and getting outside. And if I don't do it, then it just starts getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I feel that way. Like I had a hard time taking days off from the gym just because. Or running just because I'm like, well, no, this makes me feel better. But like, I also need to give my body a break. So like, if I'm not working out, I will definitely be walking like a couple miles every day just because like, you know, you just need it to calm down.
And that's the mentally challenging part about getting an injury too. It's not the actual like injury. It's the like sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice that you have a skill that you can like, you know, sometimes when people get injuries, it's like, if you hurt your leg, you can do stuff with your upper body. If you hurt your upper body, you can do stuff with your legs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nice that you can do stuff with your hands that can help balance you out a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely, every time I had surgery, I was still like painting because it was kind of like the only thing I could do.
Abby, I appreciate you coming on this podcast, yeah. Where the Beach Gets Fit. We've actually known each other for a long time now, so it's kind of it's cool to get down, sit down, and have a conversation with you. So
yeah, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you all for joining us on today's journey. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and check us out at wearingsgem.com. Also, I would love to hear your feedback, questions, and any topic that you would like to hear more about. Feel free to email me. My email is jake@wearingsgem.com. See you all next time.